great. Congratulations. Now, here's
the... Hey, wait a minute. No. So then the other thing, fine, I am. What the hell are you yelling about? What's your problem? You're supposed to wait in line until we finish.
Well, we haven't yet. That's what our point is. Energy is...
That's what I was going to talk about. Well, let me introduce that.
Yes.
So, James, last week, I came up with the metaphor that RNA drops are biological cold fusion. More energy comes out than goes in. And Ion made the very important distinction that that's not the correct metaphor. And I want to relate the energy metaphor is not appropriate, and is it relate to power? So go ahead, Ion.
Please.
Energy is evolving.
Energy is evolving.
Woo.
Yes.
So, you know, cold fusion, the cliche about more energy out than in, that doesn't apply, but somehow he's now accepting the word energy, is allowing it being to align with the concept that's evolving. Does that relate to power, Ion, power and energy?
No, that's the misnomer. That's the problem.
So is energy evolving at the ATP, the adenosine triphosphate stage, Ion?
It very well would, if you want to get that specific. But what if, now we're starting off with a degree of separation, so you can imagine this will likely end in tears.
Yes, I'm already feeling it.
But we've got to play this out. If a kilowatt of energy, electricity, is, and it's a set benchmark for electricity current, and if that kilowatt hour was maximized, then you would not have increased energy. You would have increased the potential outcome that the kilowatt hour was gauged to produce energy-wise.
That sounds like power, then.
Well, it's tricky because, see, if you're saying it's more power... Well, it's not more power.
Well, could it be that it's less blockage of the power?
There you go.
More efficient.
We called it conductivity last week. Conductivity flows.
Brown, if you keep going, you're going to even gauge that when you start figuring out what an ohm is.
Right, and you also get a lot more authority, Carolyn.
Mm-hmm.
You get real good in the authority level.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, you could lick anybody running for president when you get this stuff.
So I said more efficient.
Oh, but ask them first. They may not enjoy that.
Yes, ask them if they want to really be stupid and be president.
So
ask them if it's okay for you to lick them.
Have gum? Did you hear that, Carol? Have gum? Well,
no, I want to get back to more efficient, more conductivity.
Good. Very good focus, Carol.
Thank you. So more efficient, more conductivity of this electrical energy, and you're applying that to the human body. Ion?
Yes, as well.
Well, what else would it be?
We're making the analogy with electrical power, and we're bringing it back to the human body. So we're using our energy more efficiently.
Both and apply, darling.
Everything is your body, but I'm just wondering why you're saying bring it back to your body.
He's talking about kilowatts of energy through the electrical circuit.
Oh, that's too much for the body?
Oh, come on, Bob.
Well, why are you mentioning limiting it to the body? That she shuts down. Can't take that. Come on. Hey, regular
shift hydrogen. You shift hydrogen and how hydrogen is applied in your environment, your world, and your body, and you will see it shifted off tears.
All tears of your body, Cal.
All tears of everything.
Yeah, see?
This would end in tears.
Tears, right? Very good.
All right.
That clever guy, AJ.
We're not as good as we once were, but we're as good once as we ever were.